This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
We're going to be with you through all the way till about 1 o'clock today. The question that we are focused in today is, what online services will you be relying on the most during the MCO? Do let us know via WhatsApp. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter or Instagram, you can get us at BFM Radio. That question again, what online services will you be relying on the most during the MCA? We're then following up with a story all about how 10,000 Malaysians in Singapore are dealing with the movement control order.
And how they're finding accommodation over in Singapore.
Story number three will be, why is Facebook marking COVID-19 posts as spam?
Yep, I'm very frustrated about that one, so I'll be talking about it a lot.
Now, we already had some messages over on Twitter. We've got Audrey saying that she's not doing any of the above. Of course, we are running a poll on Twitter. She says she'll be relying on meditation apps to drown out Baby Shark. I'm tempted to sing. And the sound of power tools at home. We also had a message from someone calling themselves CK, who says, come on, you lazy something. It's not the end of the world yet, and you can't be locking yourself in there for 14 days. Now, let me just tell you something about this. If we just take a look at what happened in Italy, where people did not stay home and ended up going out and living their life normally and walking around and doing things what they did, now they have 60 million people who are at home and are not allowed to go out. They are under quarantine. They have at least 200 people a day dying because people are going out and doing things that they shouldn't be. If you are advised to stay home, stay home. Don't be an idiot, CK. Stay home and keep yourself at home. I know you're going to get bored, but you've got books, I'm hoping. You've got Netflix. You've got Astro, that we even mentioned earlier on, that is offering free movies and services for you to watch. Mm-hmm. Don't be an idiot.
Also noted that it's not just advice to stay at home. You have to stay at home. So, you know, I mean, it's not, you know, someone just like gently suggesting it. You actually have to. It is an order.
For everyone who's saying that it's not an alarming situation, it is an alarming situation.
Yes.
When the government gives you an order to stay at home, it's a serious situation. So you have to take it as such, not treat it like a holiday, and be home.
The fact of the matter is, it's not you need to be concerned about. It's the other people who are out there who you may spread it to, not even realizing that you might be spreading it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, with that in mind, deep breaths, everybody.
Deep breaths.
Yep.
We just wanted to get that out there. Please, people, stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, coronavirus increases demand for online grocery shopping, of course, as retailers are struggling to keep up. This is not just here. It's everywhere. They're seeing a surge in online grocery shopping as consumers stock up on food and other essential items because of the coronavirus outbreak. Customers who want to avoid the crowds and those who are running into empty shelves at brick-and-mortar stores are turning to the internet to shop as more consumers try to avoid human contact. One company over in the US, Instacart, announced today that it would offer a leave-at-my-door delivery option. I believe Foodpanda are just about offering the same thing as well here. We had an email about that shortly. They're reporting that retailers offering online shopping services are noticing a large increase in demand, and many are having trouble meeting it, which is causing a limited delivery availability, delays in some areas. Shoppers at both online and brick-and-mortar stores are scooping up bottled water, rice, beans, toilet paper. Oh, my word. Toilet paper, still, and other items whilst they leave behind empty shelves. Panic buying is making things more difficult for online delivery services to keep up. For instance, Amazon Prime over in the US, Amazon Prime Now in the US, have received notices on the websites that indicate delivery availability may be limited in their area and report having to wait 24 hours to find an open delivery window instead of the usual 1 to 2 hours. Over in the UK, I noticed that I tried to order something for my mother, and I've been told that I can't pick up anything until the 29th of the month, sadly. Also, I just had a message come in via WhatsApp from Heather Fairhead, who says, are you staying at home? Sadly, not, Heather. We've been informed that we are essential services and we're bringing you news for you to stay at home. That's what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'll carry on with the story. Instacart, of course, offers same-day grocery delivery. They're making a demand for its services because of the coronavirus. It made the decision to roll out this Leave at My Door delivery option across the country after testing it in individual markets. We do have local businesses, of course, that are offering these services and very similar services. But companies that are here locally, companies like MyGrocer, who we've spoken about before, they're having some difficulties with it. They were originally about how their servers were backed up with work and one thing or another. We've got some clips from them coming up in a little while. But you guys here in the studio, of the things listed that we have on there, mm-hmm. which ones will you be relying on? I'll come to Arvin secondly because I already know his answer. Chris?
Honestly, it actually might be one that isn't listed on there necessarily because I don't have to worry so much about groceries or food delivery at the moment because I do not live by myself. I live with my parents who are lovely and wonderful and are providing food for me. Thank you very much. And video streaming, honestly, I guess if you count YouTube, that might be the one. I don't really have a lot of stuff that I watch on Netflix at the moment. Maybe I'll get around to it. The one that I'm actually using the most, surprisingly, is online gaming. I downloaded a mobile game a couple of days ago and I've already hit level 22. I feel like it's just one of those things where it can be a bit mindless and I don't have to, because I think even with video streaming and stuff, I don't want to see situations that reflect the sort of panic and that mindset of what's happening in the real world, and I really want that escapism. And that's what I'm focusing on right now.
Arvin, surprise me.
Yeah, I want to say books.
Of course you do.
Like, you know, I'm studying up on stuff
but
that I missed.
But that's not amongst our things,
not,
is it?
It's not. It's not. Okay. But yeah, video streaming. I mean, I even subscribed for Apple TV Plus like a week ago, even before all of this was announced, because I'm like, this is a good opportunity for me to catch up on stuff that I wanted to watch. So now I have two streaming services instead of one, as if the first one wasn't good or bad enough already.
I'm going to say I have three movie streaming services. I've got the Amazon Prime streaming, I've got the Apple streaming, I've got Netflix, of course. And should I, if I had got an Astro Box, I would probably have that as well. Just, you know, just to make sure that I am spoiled for choice for when I have to work from home next week.
Yeah, and just for context, you can never run out of stuff on Netflix. Like, that's not even a possibility. Like, you know.
I mean, you might get a little bit bored going through what you can watch.
Yeah.
But over time, you'll be like, oh, I've not seen that yet.
Do you know what? I think your DVD/Blu-ray collection is going to come in especially handy as well over
physical
the next
media,
week.
Physical media. Yeah. Especially if the internet bandwidth takes a hit, you know.
And of course, you've probably got wet wipes that mark off all the dust from the top.
For sure.
Right, let's take a short break. Unknown Mortal Orchestra up next with Shakedown Street. Of course, the question we are asking is, what online services will you be relying on the most during the MCO? We have video streaming, online groceries, food delivery, and all of the above. We have 211 votes so far, with around an hour left if you want to take a vote. And if you want to get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. We'll be right back.
Buggy Free Minum. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
We're asking you, what online services will you be relying on the most during the MCO? We're running a poll over on Twitter. What are the numbers, Arv?
So, quick refresh. The numbers are at video streaming, 34.6, online groceries at 3.8 only, food delivery, 22.3, and all of the above, 39.3.
All right, do we have any Insta story messages?
We do indeed. So from Joyce, with a lot of C's and E's, grab food and online grocery shopping. And R.GDP says Trello, which is actually a very good tool for working from home as well. I also got a message on my personal account as well from someone who wanted to stay anonymous. But they say, honestly, what I rely on most is my own personal computer, which is on the brink of breaking down from overuse. And my company won't provide me with one.
Oh, dear.
So that is a problem. Hardware actually is a problem that we haven't discussed, but, you know.
Yeah, and how do you get those things repaired during this whole period as well?
I can tell you that some companies have actually asked their employees to take home their desktops. So that's an actual thing.
Like, there
are some startups, without naming names, there are some startups who have asked their employees to take their desktops back home because nowadays desktops are not as big as they used to be, portable like CPUs, and all you have to do is carry a monitor. So it's not an easy easy way, but it is one of the ways to work from home.
We just need to go back and address that message we had earlier on about whether or not we're staying at home. Arv, do you want to kind of you kind of had an opinion on this, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, we are not staying at home because we fall under essential services. We come under broadcast, so we have to carry the news. We are part of the media. But if you took a look around the office, if you had a peek around the office, there are maybe 10 of us here. It's a very split team. We work on rotation. So we are following as much of the rules as we can. We are trying to be, we're trying to stay at home as much as we can. We're trying to practice social distancing. We have been practicing social distancing, for the last couple of weeks. And if you check out the interviews that are going to air maybe next week, you will hear a lot of them will be done over the phone because we can't get guests in. So we will be talking to them over the phone. So it's a lot of difference. I know it sounds like business as usual, like it's just, you know, this program is being broadcast, but it is anything but business as usual.
And
it's
Sorry, Harry. Just one quick thing also. When we are not in the office, we are going straight home. We are not going out for anything non-essential because that's what the whole point of the movement control order is all about.
Okay, over to another message from Maggie Best. She says, I'm still required to work due to my employer's business nature. However, for those of us who have time on their hands for the next 2 weeks, why not spring clean your house or your room, sew up all those missing buttons, those torn hems, Arvin, any DIY around the house which we may have been putting off because we are busy at work. Somehow, I feel better having fixed something when everything else seems to have come undone. There you go. I love that. Now, we are asking that question, of course, about what online services are you relying on and on which will you be using the most. And of course, one of those options is online grocery. And we're seeing an awful lot of movement towards that. And I'm not so sure that some of these companies who originally set up the idea behind it, they would never have anticipated something like this would to happen. We did manage to speak to Stephen Francis, though. He is the founder of My Grocer. And we over the phone, we asked him, how's the situation at the moment with My Grocer? As a lot of people have been spreading WhatsApp text messages on alternatives to get groceries in light of what's been going on. This is what he said.
Well, the situation is quite busy. And we're working very, very hard. In fact, the team's been working 20-hour days for the past 2 or 3 days, ever since we started to see the number of concerned consumers actually increasing. We have seen some messages going around. We're very gratified, of course, that My Grocer is listed on these things, as we've been building the service to become a reliable, affordable, and trusted brand in these kind of situations. It is difficult because obviously we need to scale quite quickly, but I'm blessed with an amazing team and they've been doing a fantastic job around it. The people who are buying from us, our consumers, they've also been generally very, very understanding of the challenges we're facing. And overall, everyone's being really kind to each other, and that's a good start.
And how do you manage as a startup to scale efficiently and sustainably, even after this period is over?
So the business, while it commercialized middle of last year, was actually built to scale, and we've been scaling gradually over the past 6 months. What's happened now, of course, is that we're turbocharging that scaling, if you will, in a very, very short period of time. It's forced us to look at how we're building certain things. And fortunately, our tech infrastructure has held together for the most part. It is an over-engineered core with some really great thinking around it. And I have to give credit to my CTO as well as the development team that he put around this, because they brought together the best thinking in logistics and in traffic management and inventory management and just good old-fashioned speed and security on the system. And it seems to be holding together quite well. Our long-term scalability plans remain the same. We actually bootstrapped the business over the past 2 years, and right now we're doing an active fundraise. We have had some initial investments already expressed by angel investors, and we're talking to institutional investors about helping us to complete our seed round. The bulk of that is actually going to go towards inventory and technology upgrades, as well as to acquiring and keeping and satisfying our customers in new and delightful ways. We're expanding the range of products we carry. We currently have about 10,000 SKUs, that's stock keeping units, and we intend to increase that in the coming months to meet the demand from our consumers and the businesses who use us as well. That scalability, that expansionist thinking is something that we built right into the DNA of the company. And this incident that's happened right now, the restricted movement, is actually testing, refining, and enhancing the way that our people act. what's going to happen is we're going to come out better able to support our consumers wherever they are. And now we're better able, I imagine, to support them in difficult situations as well as everyday needs.
What measures have you taken to ensure the welfare of your employees?
We actually started several weeks ago looking after the health and safety of our teams as they started moving around, because we had already identified the potential for our people to fall ill. And this was from exposure to people who might not be feeling too well, to the longer hours that they were working to actually deliver to people who were increasingly feeling less and less secure about their health. And that included steps like additional disinfection of equipment, vehicles, and the areas that we work in, enhancing how they protect themselves with masks, gloves, and the other things that we use in our business, looking at the packaging that we're using, looking at the way we deliver our routing, and several other measures that are just unique to the way our business is set up. Fundamentally, MyGrocer's cloud stores are already temperature controlled to a great part. The level of sterility and cleanliness in certain areas is extremely high, and that's because we handle food on site. So taking it to the next step was, well, for a measure, easier than most businesses would probably find.
Stephen, any interesting stories that you'd like to share?
In looking after the needs of Malaysians as well as other consumers that live here right now, we've found that many people are being quite decent to each other. We have made special allowances for seniors who are living by themselves. We have had people reach out to us and explain that their parents are living by themselves and they need help, and we've prioritized those orders. We've also had young families or mothers with newborn children who really couldn't get out and about too much, and we've prioritized those orders. And we're encouraging people to actually let us know if there is a special circumstance or a greater need for their orders beyond just the everyday restricted movement. And we will do our best to prioritize those as far as possible. A fair amount of resources and supplies are being set aside for this as well. And as far as possible, we're working with suppliers, with our delivery teams, with our internal picking packing teams, and with partners who are stepping forward to work with us and support this need as well.
And what about the supply of these products? Because there are a lot of empty shelves in grocery stores that that's been caused by panic buying. Are there any worries about not being able to cope with the demand?
Well, right now we're a little behind on our deliveries, primarily because we don't have enough supply on the ground. And that really is just a function of this massive influx of orders in a very, very short period of time, similar to what every other store is facing right now. Because our supply lines are, to a great part, similar to most premium supermarkets and grocery stores, we're all drawing from the same pool. And it's going to take a day or two before that supply chain actually normalizes its operations. And everyone's doing their best. I mean, from the suppliers to the logistics partners, to our teams who are working on our side, and even to our consumers who are being really understanding for the most part. And I have to say, everyone's coming together really well, but it will take a day or two for us to actually get capacity up, because we do need to bring new vehicles on board quicker than we normally do to get our additional teams onboarded onto the process to try and maintain the quality as close to our optimum performance as we can, despite the challenging circumstances. And to ensure that suppliers are able to get us the supplies that we need as quickly and at a quality that we are accustomed to as well. And we expect that that will happen in the next 2, maybe 3 days. For now, what we've done is we have actually limited the number of orders that we can take on a daily basis, although it is far, far greater than we normally would have done in the first place. And that is allowing us to at least delay deliveries no more than half to 1 day. And we intend to clear the backlog of that within the next 2 or 3 days. By early next week, we'll be able to continue resuming operations in a more linear fashion, where we can take a greater number of orders, new orders, where we will have supply on hand, which will allow us to deliver quicker and at a higher quality. And we are maintaining accessibility as well as pricing as much as possible as well.
Is there a risk of suppliers raising the price of goods, and how would the cost be managed if this is the case? Would it be passed down to consumers?
I can't speak to how others might act in this case, but we have seen suppliers are being really supportive for the situation. We haven't seen any real tremendous price increases in any area. And on our part, we're not raising prices. We're maintaining them exactly as they were, as far as possible. And in some instances, we're actually lowering the price and taking a little bit of a hit on that, because we do know that some of these products are essential to people who are having their restricted movements and having to stay at home and stay away from work. And, you know, they have things to look at, like children who need additional support or things like that. And it's just the right thing to do. And fortunately, the people we work with seem to believe the same thing.
Stephen, are you also providing any advice or education on things like storage and expiry dates or periods for like stuff like fresh produce?
In terms of fresh produce that our consumers are getting from us, we're actually resupplying our fresh stock as quickly as we can and as efficiently as we can, which means that we're encouraging people not to panic buy, and they don't need to, because we will be delivering fresh produce throughout this period as far as possible. We actually would recommend against buying and stocking too much of this, because, well, it's not fresh, and that means it's not as healthy for you. And if you're concerned about your health and well-being, this is one of the best times to actually make sure that you're consuming food that's as fresh and as ready as possible.
And finally, Stephen, what can we as citizens and as consumers do to help each other during this period?
I think the country needs to come together in this time. Be kind. I mean, that's a pretty broad statement, but it really is what it is. If you have something and you see someone who doesn't, I mean, share. We've heard amazing stories already of neighbors who've stepped up and offered some of their home supplies to people who didn't quite get out there, or people who have stepped up and looked after their neighbors and said, hey, you know, let me do your grocery shopping for you and things like that. We've had people actually call us and offer to actually make orders on behalf of people in their neighborhood who didn't have someone to look after them. And that really is what this is about. In terms of growing our capacity, we've had partners step forward and really just go, hey, we know you need extra capacity because you want to make these deliveries to people who really, really are not feeling too secure right now and they're feeling a little bit scared. And we will help. Here's our vehicles. Let us come on board and help you with this. And let's just do it for the greater good. And this is really where we are. We need to step forward and help each other, and together we'll get through it. Malaysia has had one of the most effective responses to this global pandemic, and the only way we can keep going is to count on each other.
Thank you, Stephen. That was Stephen Francis, the founder of My Grocer. You are tuned in to Enterprise Biz Bytes. We are asking a question. The question is, what online services will you be relying on the most during the MCO? Let us know. You can get us via WhatsApp, via Twitter, or via Instagram. You know all the details by now. We're going to take a short break with some music from the Beach Boys with Surfing USA. When we come back, we'll give you an update from the FBM KLCI at break, courtesy of Arvin. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.